With you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. Aunt Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So how many came last night for the Mass? Anybody come last night? Put a hand. I know you are busy. Many banquets at home. Many cookings, right? Oh yes, I know. Double the size or triple. Usually you might be cooked for 4 and 5. Now to last time you cooked for 8 or 10 or 12 even, right? Anyway, God bless you. The work itself is a sacrifice. It's offered to God also. And last time we had a very beautiful sharing of experiences, different people from the Filipino community and also for the Chinese community. And quite a few of them have the same experience by visitation of the Blessed Sacrament. How they gained the force, the strength. You know, I wasn't born in a Catholic family. Neither a Christian family. I was born from a Buddhist family. My father is the owner of a few houses, you know, the Buddhist house, not the big temple, but those houses that the people can go and pray in ordinary flats. Like many Protestant churches, they rent a house and then they make a place, a sacred place. That's my father, have the owner of many of these houses. So practically, I was born as a Buddhist. And how come I get into touch with Jesus? You know, when I was a little boy, my father died then. It was after the war. And things was changed completely. We were rich, certain sense. But after the war, all crashed. And just ground zero. And I was living nearby Anglican school. So every morning, the students were singing psalms, hymns. So I was curious. I asked my mother, cheerleader, a Christian. She's a pagan. I asked, what are they doing? Singing, especially Christmas time. Many songs, beautiful songs. So it was my mother who taught me the first catechism class. They are the people who believe in Jesus Christ. This Jesus is the one who died on the cross for all humanity. Now this entered my mind. I was 4 or 5 years old. Eventually I went to study also a Protestant school. Not Anglican, but a Baptist. So naturally, with these songs, I like to become a Christian. So I joined the fellowship as young kids. After school, once a week, we bring my Bible there and then we have a meeting. Every year, the teacher asks the students, those who would like to baptize, give them their names. So I did the same. First year, no response. Second year, no response. Third year, no response. I was still studying that school. Until the fourth year, I still studied in that school. But then things happened like this. My mother was confined to a hospital, as a Catholic hospital in Prince Edward Road, St. Teresa Hospital. And this was my first time I met a Catholic priest and a Catholic nun, St. Paul the Sharp. Well, I thought the same, Christians. But then, one afternoon, I was visiting my mother. The priest came. He was an Italian with a big belly. So, when he came, I was a small boy. When he met me, greets me, and he embraced me, you know, in his tummy. Wow, so comfortable. Then he asked me, do you want to join our church? I told myself, I waited for 3 years. Of course, then I studied catechism. One thing happened. On the day of my baptism, you know, in the past, we were not baptized only in Easter time. We were baptized also any time, any feast day. You know, by that time, it's like 1950s, before you were born. I think so, eh? Yes. No. Of course not. You're born already. Most of you haven't been born. So, after each baptism, the priest said, that was in St. Teresa's church. You know, if you have been in St. Teresa's, you know, there's a right side, the side altar is the altar of Fatima, Our Lady of Fatima. Do you remember? Yeah. So the first thing he said after our baptism, I was in the entrance of the church and say, go to say a Hail Mary, kneel down in front of the altar of Fatima. I was walking along the aisle, down to the altar, and was asking myself, who is this Mary? I was baptized in Jesus Christ. Why I have to say a Hail Mary to this woman? You know, doesn't mean to say my catechism class was a failure. I wasn't taught. So you can imagine, rosary, a faith of glory, We're often taught, although we are young, by that time, the qualification like that. I don't know, fortunately or unfortunately. So I was walking down, asking why. But still I believe, I obeyed. I knelt down and said my first Hail Mary before the statue of Fatima. And that this Hail Mary changed my life. Mary become, although I wasn't very conscious of her presence, but all through my years living my life as a Christian, as a Catholic, as a seminarian, as a priest, I felt Our Lady is protecting me and keeping me in her hand. She was carrying me in her hand. I believe that. You know, one of the messages of Medjugorje, Our Lady says, if you know how much I love you, you will cry. I know how much you feel. If we know how much our Heavenly Mother loves us, you will cry. If you don't cry, means you don't understand yet. It's real. You feel that, right? Because I understand. She's the one who shared her experience last day with the Blessed, before the Blessed Sacrament. So our Heavenly Mother is the one. You know, on the cross, Jesus told Mary, she said, woman, they say mother, she said, woman, not pointing, Jesus can't point anything. He was nailed on a cross. See your son, and then see your mother. And the Heavenly Mother is very faithful to be our mother. If she is the mother of God, surely she is the mother of all of us. Because Jesus Christ is part of us, one of us, right? It's in a special way, we receive the Blessed Sacrament, we receive the Eucharist, our flesh, His flesh become our flesh, His blood become our blood. And that's how what St. Paul can experience today. It's not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. We share the same life, the same blood, the same body. Our DNA is of Jesus Christ. We have the same DNA. So if Jesus is the mother of God, mother of Jesus, surely she is also truly, she is our mother. Maybe you don't believe so much, but that's true. She's faithful. According to some visionaries who had kind of visions of the past, they asked, you know, Mary some kind of inspiration for some people. They have all these spiritual gifts, some nuns. Mary told one of them, I'm not sure with Sister Emmerich or another sister, by the time when Jesus, when his heart was pierced by the spear, she died at the same time. Of course, mystically, not physically, her heart was pierced. And she, God give her a choice whether she would like to rise up, go back to heaven together with Jesus, or stay back on earth. And Mary said, she preferred stay with the apostles. That's why Mary died after 15 years after the resurrection of the Lord. She accompanies the disciples, the apostles. Although she lives with St. John, the evangelist, in Greece. But many times they came back to Jerusalem. And especially the first council of Jerusalem. She was there. She wasn't present in the council meeting. She is a woman. She is a mother. She is the apostles. But she prayed. And that's how the church grew under her protection. Only until 1960s, Pope Paul VI gave the name Mother of the Church. But she is the Mother of Church since day one of the Church. So she's the one faithful to the Church, to each one of us. She is taking, protecting each one of us to the altar of Jesus. You can see the message in Lourdes, Fatima, Medjugorje. Although some people might tell me, Father, Medjugorje hasn't been recognized by the church. But I tell you, until today, cannot be recognized. Because until today, each, every day, the apparition is still happening. According to the church law, the approval from the church is when stopped the operation after 25 years, then they start to investigate. So at this time of grace, and you said heaven approved by the church, you cannot approve. So it doesn't mean it's wrong. So you may keep to yourself, oh, I don't believe, I'm not listening. That's okay. But I tell you, the church law doesn't mean prohibit. Now the Pope, the church is open. All Christians can go to that place as a place of prayer. Okay? That means not denying anything supernatural. But it didn't confirm. Priests can accompany these groups to Medjugorje. Not as church leader. Otherwise, because the church hasn't said yes, and then we priests cannot say, although the church say, don't say, I say, that's, I cannot do that. But believe that. The message of Medjugorje is always putting us back to the altar. There are five little points that help us. That's our message to Our Lady. First, prayer with heart. We pray only with words. We don't pray with heart. So Our Lady asks us to pray with heart. In a special way, pray with the rosary. It's a meditation of the life of Jesus from his birth until his death and his resurrection. It's a circle of memory of our Lord, of our salvation history, prayer. Another thing, fast. In the past, in church law, early ages, two days, Wednesday and Friday, until recently, become only one day, it's Friday. But Our Lady, she proposed 2 days fasting, Wednesday and Friday. And in a particular way, people asked her, what's the best way? She said, bread and water. That's a place that we can do something, if you like. Our Lady knows us. We incline towards laziness. So that's why she proposed things double. Not to forget. Wednesday and Friday fasting. Another thing, Our Lady invites all His children to go to confession every month. Every month. Many people, once a year or twice a year, Our Lady said it's not enough. Confession means the time we reflect as a contrite heart before the Lord as often as possible. That's how Lady is helping. She didn't invite us to herself. She just guides us to the altar of her Son. One last thing. She invites the priests in the parish. There are 3 hours prayer every day. So in the very beginning, in the Church of St. James in Medjugorje, the priests, they are Franciscan, they are already holy priests. They say, they ask the missionaries, tell Our Lady, it's difficult to ask the people, even to come in the afternoon for half an hour for Mass, they won't come. How can those 3 hours? So this argument of the priest towards our Heavenly Mother. Of course, the children there, by that time, or 20 years ago, the children very simple, and then ask only, Mother, the priest asks us, why you got 3 hours, too long? And then what our Heavenly Mother says, in each day, how many hours? 24 hours and 3 hours, how much? 1/8 of the day. It's too much. So ever since, the priest dare not say anything, just to obey it. So if you go to Medjugorje, we just attend the simple daily life of the parish. That's all. Nothing special. Every day, usually 6 o'clock, begin the rosary. 7 o'clock, the Mass. 8 o'clock, the visit of Exposition, Blessed Sacrament, Adoration of the Cross. Every day, 3 hours. When you first hear this, you might, wow, is it easy to do so? I tell you, if you have chance, come to Medjugorje, and you will experience time run fast, and your heart changed. We need time. We can't just say my prayer and then go to bed and then finish. When you have time, long to rest, your soul rests. You know, in the life history of Jesus, your soul rests in the Blessed Sacrament. Your soul rests in adoration. Many, many, mostly, they have experienced the presence of peace in their heart. I invite you, go with Sister Leonila. She can organize. She's not a priest, no problem. I cannot organize. She can. It's actual grace of God through our Heavenly Mother. She's the Mother of God. She is our Mother. Give thanks to the Lord. And our Heavenly Mother also made known to us. She always said, little children, give thanks to the Lord that God still allow me to be with you today, because today is a time of grace, a moment of grace. Treasure it. Take hold of it. So even you don't feel going to Medjugorje, at least have this heart to open yourself once more. Pray with heart. Do some sacrifice. the simple way, bread and water, and make a frequent confession, then this is how we can be always close, closer and closer to Jesus. So we, in this new year, we pray for one another that we become more and more not only Christ knight, but become another little Mary, who is the one always humble and always telling God, "Your handmaid of the Lord, here I am. Lord, I'm ready." In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Please all rise.
We believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Of all that is seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, the eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten and made, one indeed with the Father, through whom all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. The power of the Spirit, he was born of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, was crucified under the most high. He suffered and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In fulfillment of the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and seated right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And his kingdom will come to him. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the Father.